Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you center us in your word, increase our faith, energize us as your church that we desire and work for the salvation of all your people. Amen. 7 weeks of Easter, 7 lessons have us again reminding how Jesus is preparing his disciples and empowering them to carry on his work. Next week, we celebrate Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit given to the church, given to all believers. 2 questions I'd like to raise. 1, why is the church important to you? And secondly, how do you show it is important to you? Now, if I define the importance of the church simply on the basis of how it meets my needs, then I will judge the church, its ministry, its purpose accordingly. And my participation will be largely shown by that definition. However, if I believe the church exists to be Christ's presence in the world, that too will show my faith response. It is important to make the connection between our faith life and how we define the mission of the church. The two cannot be separated. God has chosen the church as his vehicle to continue to bring the world back to him. Now, we know, it's no secret, the church is not perfect. It's not without its faults. But God does not give up on his church, and he's constantly at work shaping and reshaping the body of Christ. How can it be? How can the very means by which God has chosen to work his will for the world be riddled with such weakness? The answer is simple. You remember the Sunday school song, "I am the church, you are the church. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is people." We come together to be Christ's church, and that is our perception of the church, and that cannot be separated by our faith. The church of Christ is only as strong as the faith of the people. Every issue, every decision, everything we do here is a faith decision. All that we do here is ministry. How we live as a faith community was so important to John, our gospel writer. He included Jesus' prayer for the church. John 17 is referred to as the high priestly prayer because Jesus, our high priest, is praying for his church. Jesus is praying for you and me. No one church can claim to be the only church. Remember that, because my experience has been some churches think that way. No one church can claim to be the only church. Each is an expression of Christ's church. Each week, we affirm our connectedness with fellow believers in the Apostles' Creed. That third article, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church." The creed today says what it was intended to say in the third century. Holy universal church. That's what the word Catholic, small c, means. The church universal. It is good news to know God has faith in this church in spite of our weakness. There's a legend, maybe you've heard this before. Jesus ascends back into heaven. And the angel Gabriel greets him and asks him, "Now that your work is finished, what plans have you made to ensure that the truth you brought to earth will spread throughout the world?" And Jesus answered, "I have called fishermen and tax collectors to walk along with me as I did my Father's will." "Yes, I know them. I know all about them," said Gabriel. "But what other plans have you made?" And Jesus again answered, I taught Peter, James, and John about the kingdom of God. I taught Thomas about faith. And all of them were with me as I healed and taught the multitudes. Gabriel becomes impatient. Really now, all that is well and good. But surely you must have other plans to make sure your work was not in vain. And Jesus looked at Gabriel and said, I have no other plans. I'm depending on them. My friends, them means us. The legend is an oversimplification of what our role as followers details, but it makes the point. God has chosen such fragile vessels as you and me as his means to bringing salvation, his saving love to all the world. But we have a promise that we are not alone. He has called us together through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's important to note, Jesus did not pick one person to go out carrying out the good news to the world, but 12 very different individuals. That small band of believers grew and grew and continues to grow through the work of his presence in the church. Right from the very beginning, there was persecution and there were struggles. But because the members were willing to work for a common purpose, that is, being the presence of Christ in the place that they were called, the church grew. Does God still work that way today? Oh, yes. If you and I are to be the body of Christ, our oneness will be far more important than our own personal agendas. Our vision needs to be faithful to God's purposes, knowing he's supporting us wherever he leads us. Gabriel said to Jesus, surely you must have another plan. Let's go back to that original question. How do you show that the church is important to you? Christ is risen.